Turkey's failed coup last month is still experiencing aftershocks. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's current state of emergency has given the president a lot of power. We'll take a look at how some very dramatic changes are impacting people, and specifically Christians, in Turkey. In other news, a ministry partner has some mission trip opportunities you can get involved. First, the purge in Turkey is ongoing after the failed coup. Most recently, the Turkish government shut down 131 media outlets. The government declared a three-month state of emergency last week, allowing their president to bypass parliament in drafting new laws. Tom Doyle, author of Killing Christians and with E3 Partners, was in Turkey just weeks before the coup.
One thing we certainly found while we were there that Christians and Muslims could agree on is that they were frightened about overreaching power of President Erdogan and really feared moving toward an all-out dictatorship.
Doyle says churches have to be careful, but Christians have an opportunity to give a positive witness for the Lord.
That's our spiritual identification. But Jesus said, "By this all men will know you are my disciples, if you have loved one for another." And so that's what we're praying people of Turkey can see, the difference in believers in their lives as they model how Jesus would live in the midst of this.
There's a prayer team, and you can join.
We set our watches at 8:38 p.m., and when it goes off, we pray for believers in prison, persecution, and danger. And so maybe listeners, if they're not on our 8:38 Facebook page, and that's the number 8 and then 30 spelled out, and 8, if they like the page, then they'll get regular updates.
Find a link to that page as well as more details and the full story at missionnews.org. Age doesn't equal impact. That's what students in a West Michigan Christian school have learned through their partnership with a Ugandan school. Set Free Ministries is the link between the two. They introduced us to Sarah Schrader, a teacher at the Michigan school. She says students run fundraisers to support the needs in Uganda.
I think it's given our students a broader perspective. It's broadened their world, kind of stretched them to see needs, not just in our school or their own needs. I think all humans tend to be focused on ourselves and the needs we have, so it's encouraged our students to think of the needs beyond themselves and especially globally.
Schrader recently visited the Ugandan school with a team to meet the staff and students. 40% of the students come from Muslim families, but they are learning about Jesus.
The potential for these students hearing the gospel message at school and, you know, even practicing giving these testimonies and sharing, they're being empowered to preach the word of God at school, and I think they're going to go home and do that.
To learn more about this project and how you can support the school, visit us at missionnews.org. And finally, have you ever wanted to help but felt like you're not up to the task? Has it kept you from going?
Most people ask me, first of all, I have nothing to offer. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. So what is it that I could bring to an India Partners team?
Katie Fiedler of India Partners says all it takes is a heart for missions to apply for a trip.
What we do is provide the training and the cultural information, all of the support that you need getting prepared to go in country, so that when you show up, you do have a really good sense of how you're going to be used on a team.
If you'd like to join a trip, the next one will focus on both women and children trapped in human trafficking in the city, as well as believers in rural areas. Even if you can't join, your prayer is always appreciated. For details on these stories and more, just visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also look into One Way's prayer cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.